People who are fully vaccinated can and do get COVID in breakthrough cases. But can they get long COVID, a punishing form of the virus where symptoms last for 4 weeks or even longer? NPR health correspondent Rob Stein has been looking into it.
Like millions of other Americans, Kathleen Hipps thought she was safe after she got two Moderna shots last spring. So she figured she just had a summer cold when she got the sniffles in July. But then she spotted a bottle of Vicks VapoRub.
And I thought, oh, you know, this one might be kind of good for my cold. So I opened it up. And anyone who's ever smelled Vicks VapoRub knows how pungent of a smell it is. And I couldn't smell it. And that's when I knew I had COVID.
And sure enough, Hipps, a 40-year-old lawyer in Los Angeles with two young sons, tested positive.
I got very sick. I was very tired, very congested, could barely get out of bed. I couldn't work at all. I had to find colleagues to cover my work for me. And I just spent the next week basically in bed, completely isolated from my family.
She never ran a fever, though, or got bad head or body aches. And she started feeling better after about a week, tested negative, and went back to working from home and caring for her family.
I thought I was completely recovered. And I was in my mom's new car. And all of a sudden, I felt burning. And I thought there was something wrong with her car. And I moved my foot around, and everywhere I was moving my foot, I could still feel this burning.
And then her other foot started burning too, like she was walking on hot coals.
And I've kept having this burning sensation in my feet, and I've learned that this is neuropathy, and this is a common symptom of long COVID.
Long COVID, when COVID-19 patients' symptoms just won't go away, or new ones emerge just when they think they're all better. Hipps still gets that burning every day, tingling and numbness in her hands too, sometimes so bad she can't push her baby's stroller, and so bad she's afraid to drive. Her periods are really heavy too, and her work tires her out so fast now she has to take lots of breaks.
I'm really scared. I mean, I'm really scared that there are things that are going on with me that I'm going to have to deal with for the rest of my life.
Now, the vaccines are still incredibly good at protecting people from getting really sick or dying, and are still quite good at keeping most people from even catching the virus or even getting mildly ill. But breakthrough infections can happen, especially with the Delta variant. And it's becoming increasingly clear that unvaccinated people can develop long COVID symptoms too, even from mild cases. So doctors have started to wonder if that could happen to vaccinated patients like Hipps too. Dr. Ravindra Nath is studying long COVID at the National Institutes of Health.
We've seen that with the infection itself in the unvaccinated individuals, about 30% of those individuals continue to have these long-haul COVID symptoms. And so the concern is that even if you are vaccinated, if you got the infection, you got the virus, could it do the exact same thing to these individuals too? So I think it's a good question.
A small Israeli study recently provided the first evidence that breakthrough infections could lead to long COVID symptoms. And more recently, a big British study found that 5% of people who got infected, even though they were fully vaccinated, experienced persistent symptoms.
I think it's a reasonable concern, but it's too early. I think we need to follow these patients. It's quite recent that they've been recognized. So at the moment, we really don't have that answer.
Other infectious disease experts remain highly skeptical that long COVID from breakthrough infections are a big problem. Here's Monica Gandhi at the University of California, San Francisco.
Pathophysiologically, it's quite unlikely to get long COVID from a breakthrough infection.
Because, Gandhi says, the immune response generated by the vaccine would prevent that from happening.
I think that it absolutely is not impossible, but I think pathophysiologically it is less likely.
And she noted that the big British study found vaccination cut the risk for long COVID in half. But other researchers are convinced the problem is significant.
Categorically, I can say that we have already been seeing a handful of cases of long COVID from breakthrough infection.
David Petrino studies long COVID at Mount Sinai.
We need to behave as though there is the same chance as always of developing long COVID from a mild to asymptomatic infection. Because, you know, once you have it, you can't unring that bell, and you're looking at months to years of illness.
Petrino is working with Akiko Awasaki, an immunologist at Yale, to try to understand how it could happen. Awasaki says long COVID may be caused in some people from the virus hiding in the body. In others, it may be their immune systems overreact to the virus, a so-called autoimmune response.
We know that the vaccine induces a robust immune response to quickly clear the virus during breakthrough infections. And even with that, we're seeing some people develop long COVID. And that suggests to me that autoimmunity may be the culprit there.
But even if breakthrough infections can lead to long COVID, others say there are plenty of other reasons vaccinated people should continue being careful to avoid catching the virus. Dr. Carlos Del Rio is an infectious disease doctor at Emory.
At the end of the day, my biggest concern is honestly, it's not that I'm going to get long COVID. It's I'm going to bring COVID and give it to somebody else, right? I have a young granddaughter. I can give it to her. I'm more concerned that the people who are vaccinated can get infected and transmit to others.
For her part, Kathleen Hipps hopes her symptoms don't plague her for months or even years.
It's scary because, you know, there's obviously a lot of things we don't know about this virus, and I'm scared about these long-term implications on my body.
But Hipps is still really glad she got the vaccine. She knows it might have kept her out of the hospital and kept her alive. Rob Stein, NPR News.